records, phonograph, gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
I am a DJ, I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go ahead, dancing there by the record machine.
Jukebox music.
Jukebox. Jukebox.
Jukebox.
Jukebox.
Played by the DJ.
Here goes the last DJ.
Crackle, crackle.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, it's the album that you may never need to hear again. So let's hear it in a whole new way. Celebrating the 40th anniversary of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon with some creative interpretations. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience. Dub reggae reworking of Dark Side of the Moon? Sure, that's the Easy Star All-Stars, with just one of a bunch of musical recastings of this classic album. Bands like Fish and Flaming Lips have performed it in their own style. Other artists have stretched the songs to fit different musical genres. We'll hear those and more as The Vinyl Experience salutes Pink Floyd's classic and some fascinating backstory. For instance, the band members spent 3 minutes deciding on the front cover. One of the rejected designs involved a then-popular Marvel comic book superhero, the Silver Surfer, and keyboardist Rick Wright ruled out the use of any photography on the cover.
Breathe deep.
Here's a chilled-out Groove Armada take on the opening song, Breathe. It's Open Door on The Vinyl Experience.
Thank you.
Dark Side of the Moon hits the big 4-0, and the Vinyl Experience is celebrating some unusual expressions of the album's influence. For a while, the album had a different working title. It was supposed to be called Eclipse, A Piece for Assorted Lunatics. The reason it had a different title was because there'd just been another album called Dark Side of the Moon by a group called Medicine Head. Remember them? I didn't think so. It came out in 1972, but it flopped, and Pink Floyd was free to grab that title back. The odd sound that we're hearing now is a Nintendo chip programmed by artist Brad Smith to deliver an 8-bit rendering of time. Move on to a couple of other takes of the next song on the album, one by Lulu Hughes, and then Godsmack. Dark Side of the Moon at 40 on the Vinyl Experience. Before the band recorded Great Gig in the Sky, they played it live for a year as an instrumental known as the Mortality Sequence. And it used taped snippets of a voice reading from the Bible. But the track we know for its distinctive wordless vocalizing is thanks to session vocalist Claire Torrey. She did demand and receive royalties and co-writing credit for the Great Gig in the Sky more than 30 years after the fact. Now here's the original track, and one of the few instances in Floyd's discography where a non-band member gets to vocalize.
And I am not frightened of dying. Any time will do, I don't mind. Why should I be frightened of dying? There's no reason for it. You've got to go sometime.
This is Paul Cavalcante, host of The Vinyl Experience, and you're listening to PRN, your source for the best in progressive conversation, news, and entertainment. Dark Side of the Moon at 40 on The Vinyl Experience. Visit PinkFloyd.com all day Sunday to participate in a global playback event coordinated through Twitter and orchestrated by the band. The song Money was a top 40 hit as a single. It was inspired musically by Booker T and the MGs. It's a wry tune that shows the band had not lost their sense of humor. In fact, engineer Alan Parsons recalls that the band often took breaks during the sessions to watch Monty Python's Flying Circus on the BBC, leaving Parsons to mix the record in peace. Here are two heavy takes on Money, first by Velvet Revolver and then guitarist Gary Hoey.
Oh,
Dark Side of the Moon leaked a year before it was recorded and released. The entire song cycle had been illegally issued as a bootleg LP long before the band finished the album. The work in progress was performed throughout 1972, and a performance of the entire piece at England's Rainbow Theatre in February of that year became a popular vinyl bootleg. The actual album recording took place in the spring of 73. And Naomi Watts' father makes a cameo on the album as the stoned laughter that you hear. Wings member Henry McCullough is also one of the uncredited voices. Waters was going around Abbey Road Studio just interviewing people at random to collect voices. But Paul and Linda's bits were cut because it was thought they were trying too hard to be funny. North Carolina metal band Between the Buried and Me are not joking around with us and them. And we'll follow that with the Trocadero's house big band, the Big Mess Orchestra, and a jazzy take.
Oh, no.
Flaming Lips, recreated Dark Side of the Moon in 2010 from the vinyl album, the instrumental, Any Color You Like. And that brings us to the climactic album closer, Brain Damage and Eclipse, songs of great drama and yearning, but treated with affectionate irreverence here by the Austin Lounge Lizards.
Waterloo Ice House is very proud to present the band, less reverent than Spike Jones, but more punctual than George, the famous, fabulous, fearless, and flamboyant Austin Lounge Lizards.
The lunatic is on the grass. The lunatics are on the grass. Remembering games and days changed their lives. Got to keep the loonies on the back. The lunatics in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper rolls their folded faces to the floor. Every day the paper boy learns more. And if the dam breaks up in many years too soon, if there is no room on hand, in my head. The lunatics are in my head. You raise the blame, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door and throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me. And if the cloud bursts thunder in your ear, you shout and no one seems to hear. And if the band you're in starts playing different tunes, see you on the dark side of the moon. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And that's the final experience. Dark Side of the Moon might be the record that got you into vinyl, or music in general. It has been released in so many formats and editions over 40 years. But the deep satisfaction of playing the original Harvest or Capitol pressing on a good sound system is one of the great joys of analog listening. Play your own copy this weekend to celebrate. Past vinyl experience shows are archived at prn.fm and on demand at rtds.ca. Please like and share the vinyl experience on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.
There's no dark side of the moon, really. Matter of fact, it's all dark.